Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesech des Avais, Perig Dalid, Mischnech of Beis. Hu haya Oimer, Rabbi Lazar HaKaper used to say, Hayeludim, the born, Lamas. No one lives forever. V'hameisim lihachiyais. No one dies forever either. There's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. V'chayim lidin, and the living, those brought back to life, they're going to be judged by Hashem on the Day of Judgment. There are different levels of Din V'cheshbon. There's a Din V'cheshbon after 120 years when a person leaves this world. And there's also a Din V'cheshbon before Tchias HaMeisim, when the Neshama and the Guf come back together. Really, there's a lot of different dinim. There's a person's judged every Erev Shabbos, every night when he goes to sleep in different ways. We have a lot of opportunities to do tshuva. You can always fix it the next time. But that's the big judgment before Tchias HaMeisim. And here we have a very interesting lashon in the Mishnah. Leida, I say this for you to know. Lahidia, to let others know. Ulehivada, for you to understand. For you to understand on your own. Shehu Kael, that he is Hashem. Hu Ayoitzer, he's the one who created you. He molded you. Hu Aboire. So Yoitzer means when you have something in existence already, like clay, and you mold it. Boire means he created you from nothing. So our lives are in Hashem's hand. He creates us. He makes us. He gives us life. Al kol neshima v'neshima tahalaka. We thank Hashem for every breath. And he can do whatever he wants. Hashem is constantly giving us life. Every second. That's why it says in the Sefer Taima Devaira. When a person does an Aveira, it's not like Hashem has to punish him. Hashem just has to stop giving him life, but Hashem doesn't. The unbelievable thing is that Hashem gives us life as we're doing the Aveira, because we have a Bechira. We have a free choice, and we have a chance to do Tshuva. That's why it's not an excuse. How can I be nice to that person? You know what he did to me? You know what he said? Hashem, as we're doing an Aveira, gives us life. We have to learn from Hashem. As I state in the Sefer Taima Devaira. Hu Ameivin, he's the one who understands, says the Mishnah Vayter. Hu Adayin, he is the judge. Hu Eid, he is the witness. Hu Baldin, he's the one who claims. Vehu Asid Ladin, he'll ultimately give us our judgment. That's in Olam Haba, says the Batanura. Baruch Hu Gebenched is Hashem. She'ein Lefanav, he does not have before him. Loi Avla, there's no injustice. Hashem's din is exact. V'loy shikha, Hashem doesn't forget anything. Hashem does not forget any little thing that we did. Mitzvahs and aveiros. I want to explain this a little bit to you, although it may be a little bit of a deeper concept. In Shemayim, there's no zman. That's what the Mefarshim explained. There's no past, there's no present, there's no future. Past, present, and future is only for this world. It has a beginning and an end. In Shemayim, there's no end, so everything is there. It's not shaykh to forget. Only in this world can you forget where there's a past. In Shemayim, your mitzvahs, your aveiros, it's all there in front of you. You can't forget it. V'loy ma'asay panim. Shem shows no favoritism. V'loy mikach shaykh, Hashem does not take bribes. Shehakol shaloi, everything is his. You can't bribe someone that has everything. Now, the Chavetz Chaim explains, that doesn't mean two people are judged the same way. Some people are judged much more lenient than the other. What do you mean? It says over here, Beferish, Hashem doesn't take bribes. Hashem doesn't show favoritism. And the answer is no, Hashem doesn't. But there are still rules of how we're judged. For example, says the Chafetz Chaim, if your whole life you judge people a kavzchus, when someone came to you and said, you know what Shimi just did? Well, stop it already. Shimi's not such a bad kid, I'm telling you. He has a lot of pressure on him. Let's be nice to him. So that's how Hashem judges you. And if you're the one that's like, I can't take that Shimi, once and for all, we're going to get even with him. Okay, that's how Hashem judges you. So, says the Chavetz Chaim, we're not all judged the same way. But it's not based on favoritism. It's not based on bribes. It's based on how we judge others. V'da'en no shahakol lefi acheshbon, everything is according to a special accounting. Says the Batanura, just like many small coins, you put them together, you have a large sum of money. Many small aveiros over a course of a lifetime combines to a lot. But Hashem also knows just how strong our Yetzirah is. Hashem also knows that we felt bad when we did the Avera. You know, the Rebbe Reb Zisha, he said like this. He's seen many malachim that were created by Averis of Yidden. But they're never a whole malach. They're missing a wing, missing a foot. Because even when a Yid does an Avera, he goes, ugh, really shouldn't be doing this. Even that takes away from the Avera. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Va'al Yavtichacha Yitzricha. Let your Yetzirah not assure you. Shehashoyel, that somehow the grave based monas is a place where you can escape. Let the Yetzirah not tell you, after a person dies, who cares? Doesn't feel anything afterwards. That's not true. Afterwards comes the real judgment and the real simcha. Shal karchacha atanoitzer. For you're formed against your will. No one asks you whether you want to be born or not. You're formed in your mother's womb. Val karchacha atanoilad. And you're born against your will. Val karchacha atachai. And against your will, you're given life. Val karchacha atames. And against the person's will, he passes away. Val karchacha ata osid litain din v'cheshbin. You are destined against your will to give a din and a cheshbin. Lifnei melech, malachai hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu. Before the king of all kings. The Vilna Gaon once explained what goes on in Gehenna, and the Talmud got very frightened. So the Vilna Gaon told him, you have to understand that every drop of tsar, every drop of pain that a person goes through in this world, they keep a cheshbin of it. Even you put your hand into your pocket and you want to take out a quarter by mistake, you take out a nickel. Ugh. Every drop of pain gets counted and it gets deducted. So if you take into account all of the pain that a person has his whole life, you should know he has a huge deduction from Gehenna. But of course, it's much better that he shouldn't need it at all.